You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Enduring joy comes from the surpassing worth of pursuing Christ. Let's learn more about this in week three of our series, Joyful.
Hello everyone, welcome to our online service. Alam po ba ninyo na meron rin tayong on-site services? And meron po tayong apat na on-site services at 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11:30 po pala, 2 o'clock at 4:30. Yan pong mga on-site services natin, dinesign po yan doon sa mga tao na hindi naman po 18 and below and 65 and above. So if you are in the age range na pwede naman po kayong lumabas, nakakapag-grocery kayo, nakakapag-bike kayo, nakakarun kayo, we would love to invite you to our on-site services and join us. Let's gather together as a church and worship Him together at our services. And okay din naman po na if pagka talaga pong merong mga issues, meron po kayong health issues, pregnant po kayo, you cannot really join us on-site, please continue to join us here on the online services. And so right now, tayo po ay nasa third week na ng ating Joyful series, and I would just like to encourage everyone to keep on reading Philippians. So hopefully this week po, babasahin po ninyo yung Philippians 3, but be encouraged with so many things. So rich po itong letter ni Paul sa Philippi. And this is something that I really appreciate. No? Sa akin po mismo, nagmi-minister itong book na ito, even as I studied it. And so right now, I would like to read from Philippians chapter 3, verses 7 and following. Medyo ano po ito, if you will look at your Bible, physical Bible, medyo nasa gitna po ng paragraph. Verse 7 po tayo. We'll start with, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For His sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and I may share in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, today we ask that You would lead us and guide us and speak to us by the power of Your Holy Spirit. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Again, welcome po sa ating online service. In the last 2 weeks, we've been talking about joyful. Okay, interesting po kasi si Paul, when you look at this letter again, he is actually in prison when he wrote this letter. And yet, this letter is full of joy. And nakakatuwa, no? Di ba? Pero isipan po natin, sinabi po natin ng week 1, sabi natin that, yung joy is really found in Christ. And so if you have Christ in you, no matter what happened around you, kahit po maraming mga bagay na nangyayari sa buhay po natin, no, we can be joyful because like what we said on the week 1, joy is actually an act of the will. And so today, we will look at another topic on how do we find joy? Or, in the midst of what is happening around us, paano po ba natin makikita yung joy? Last week, pinag-usapan po natin joy in relationships. Saktong-sakto po yun, di po ba? Kasi February 14, Valentine's, no? So, pinag-usapan po natin joy in relationships. And today, we want to talk about joy in pursuing Christ. Si lahat po tayo, whether we like it or not, we are pursuing something. Hindi lamang po yung mga nag-aaral sa kolehiyo ang nagpo-pursue ng degree. Lahat po tayo, in one degree or another, we are pursuing something. Yung iba po sa atin, napakahilig sa arts. Yung iba po sa atin, ang pinupurso natin yung dream natin na maging musikero ka o sumikat ka ng musikero, or maaaring iba po sa atin, ang pinupurso mo lang isang dilag na talagang nabighani ka nung una mo nakita. And yung pinupurso mo, you are all pursuing something. Now, can you imagine, for a minute, na you're pursuing something and then at the end, nung pinupurso mo, yung pala fake, diba, yung pala counterfeit, yung pala hindi totoo, diba, that would be so sad. Just like this picture I want to show you. This is a picture that was painted, okay, this was a 17th century painting, okay, Jesus with his disciples at supper at Emmaus, okay, and this painting actually was sold for a lot of money, okay, million worth of dollars, okay, and yet in 1937, they found out that this particular painting was actually forgery. Fake po ito na painting. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine the guy who bought this painting akala niya priceless? Okay, he bought this painting priceless only to find out it was worthless. And I hope that the things that we are pursuing in life, I hope that what we're pursuing is something that is worthwhile, something that is priceless. And that is exactly what Paul said in the letter, in this chapter 3 that we talked about. Paul is saying something about pursuing Christ is priceless. And so there are, because it's important to know, ano ba yung pinaniniwalaan natin? Okay, that is why we talk about Philippians. That is why we look at the text. That is why we study the Bible together. Because what we believe shapes what we do. What we believe shapes what we do. And so if our mind is filled with what is right and true, that is how we will act. That is why importante po na pinag-aaralan natin ang Biblia. And so today, I want to talk to you about 3 things. Okay, week 1, pinag-usapan po natin tatlong bagay din, di ba? If you still remember POP. Pinag-usapan po natin POP. Today po, pag-usapan natin tatlong bagay. Hindi na po POP. Tatlong bagay nakita ko sa text that we will be unpacking today. 3 things that we can discover on how to find joy in pursuing Christ. And how to find joy in pursuing Christ. Because we all pursue something. And I just hope that what you're pursuing today is something worthwhile. Something that you will find at the end of your life and say, yes, it was all worth it. Because Paul, we will discover here, ang sinasabi niya, it was all worth it. It was all worth the effort, the suffering, the difficulties, only to find and to know Christ in pursuing Him. So 3 things. Okay, number 1 po, consider the value of pursuing Christ. That's the first thing that we can see in the text we read today. Okay, pag tinignan po natin yan. Actually, pag binasa niyo po yung buong chapter 3, marami pong bagay na pwedeng nag-start sa tatlong bagay dito. Actually, retract a little bit. Bago tayo pumunta dito sa consider the value of pursuing Christ, Paul actually started this chapter with the word, finally. He is concluding his letter and he said, finally, brothers, after I've said all these things, after I've given you the example of Christ, the example of Timothy, the example of Epaphroditus, now, finally, etong sabi ni Paul, rejoice. Finally, brothers, rejoice in the Lord. This is the key. The key thing that he's saying, if there's something you want to remember of what Paul is saying to the book of Philippians, it is this, rejoice in the Lord. And then he said, now in pursuing Christ, you'll find joy. How do we do it? Consider the value of pursuing Him. Verse 7, it says, but whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. What gain? Ano yung gain na sinasabi ni Paul dito? And then verse 8, sabi niya, indeed, okay? Sabi niya, indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ. Okay? Of course, and Paul is saying, of knowing Christ. So when you talk about knowing Christ here, okay, what Paul is saying, in pursuing Christ, knowing Christ is not just theoretical. Okay, hindi siya theoretical, hindi yung alam mo lang dito sa isip mo, di ba? Marami pong bagay. Kaya nga sabi ko kanina, what you believe shapes what we do. Pero minsan, nandito lang lahat sa isip. Hindi po natin na isasagawa. And then Paul is saying, knowing Christ is not just theoretical. And it's not just theological. Okay, na alam mo lang yung tama. Alam mo yung katotohanan. Alam mo yung katamang katuruan. But Paul is saying here, in knowing Christ, what he meant is experiential. To know Christ personally, to understand how He lives, to understand what it means to have Christ in you. That's what Paul is talking about. And Paul is saying, okay, consider, count the value, okay, of knowing Christ, of experiencing Him daily. It's interesting po yung word na count, no? Paulit-ulit mong sinabi ni Paul yan, yung count. It's an accounting term, to know, to consider, to regard, to hold a view of, or to have an opinion or regard to something. It is actually, ito pong verses na to, yung verse 7 and 8, it's actually parang, ano to, accounting terminologies that Paul is saying, pag niligay mo ito dito at niligay mo sa kapila, these are the things that I'm saying. Sabi niya, I count everything lost now. Ano yung kina-count niyang loss? Well, makikita po natin yan sa verses 4 and following. Sinabi ni Paul dyan, no? These are the things that I used to pursue. These are the things I used to pursue. Okay? Verse 4. I used to put confidence in the flesh. Ano yan? Sabi niya, you know, on the eighth day, I was circumcised. I am of the people of Israel, from the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee. Eh? And to as to zeal, a persecutor of the church. As to righteousness under the law, blameless. Okay, other translation would say perfect. Can you imagine? Paul was saying all these things and he said, I count all this as what? As loss. All things, I count them as loss. Okay, I count them, I consider them, I regard them, I view them, and my opinion on these matters are, they are not worth pursuing anymore. That's what Paul is saying. And he said it, and he used such a word, okay? Ito po yung word na rubbish here. Sabi niya yung rubbish. I consider them as rubbish. That word is the, you know, a very strong word. Ang ibig pong sabihin ng term na yan is, it's, you know, it's garbage. It's something that you throw away for the dogs. Very interesting because he will later use the term dogs, okay? So what Paul is saying, okay, everything I used to count on, everything I used to build on, everything that I thought was all worth pursuing, I now consider rubbish, garbage. Do you know that this is the only time that Paul used this word? Paul is saying that he is disgusted in whatever interferes in surpassing worth of knowing Christ, my Lord. Ang sinasabi ni Paul, all these things are, you know, they're not bad in themselves. But in comparison to knowing Christ here, pagka kinumpir mo yung dalawa, eto po sila. Buong basura. Everything here, sinasabi ni Paul, all these things. Yung pedigree ko, yung pinanggalingan ko, yung zeal ko, yung righteousness ko. You know, all this. I mean, they're good in themselves. But compared it to knowing Christ, when you count what it means to know and experience Christ, whew, Paul said, lahat yan, basura. So Paul is encouraging us, let go of things that don't matter. Let go of things that don't matter. That's what Paul is saying. His heritage, his pure lineage, his former legalism, his past zeal, his self-righteousness, all this that he listed on the left actually hindered him from pursuing the real goal. So what Paul, Paul actually discovered what he really needed. So ang sabi niya, pursue. Okay, count the value of pursuing Christ. And he discovered what he really needed. So the first thing that Paul wants us to find in finding joy in pursuing Christ is to forget what lies behind. Forget what lies behind. Forget all this. That's what Paul said. Verse 9. And be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ. That righteousness from God that depends on faith. That is interesting. Okay, what Paul is saying, faith. Okay, what is interesting here is Paul is saying now, contrasting two things here. Okay, kanina kinukontrast niya yung the things of the past that he used to pursue. In comparison to pursuing Christ, they are nothing. But now Paul is saying, okay, what these things that I was pursuing before, I was trying to pursue it to find righteousness. To be right with God. And yet Paul is saying, but that, you know, righteousness that comes on my own is not worth it. It's not gonna cut you right. It's not gonna make you right before God. But the righteousness through faith in Christ, righteousness from God that depends on faith. Okay, that word on faith is actually the opposite of human works, opposite of human efforts. All these things on the left side that he listed earlier. Okay, these are the human efforts in making one person right. And what Paul is saying, now I know what I really needed. He discovered what he needed. He discovered that these are the things that he could do on his own, but it's not going to make him right before God. And then he found that it is all about faith, righteousness from God through faith. And then verse 10, he says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. That I may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain the resurrection from the dead. This is amazing. What Paul is saying, in finding joy in pursuing Christ, you need to know that the righteousness on your own will not make you right, but the righteousness that comes from God through faith will make you right. And then he said, that I may know him. You know, Paul's pursuit in life is all about knowing him, knowing Christ, experiencing him, not only him, but his power, not only his power and resurrection, but also share in his suffering. Okay, we've talked about this in week one. You know, we said that Paul, even though leader siya, he still suffers. Maaring ngayon, nandito ka, no? You're watching and you are suffering. And asking God, Lord, bakit ako nagsasuffer? Let me tell you something. You can find joy in the midst of your suffering because you have Christ in you. And Paul is saying, you will get to know Christ even through that suffering. Because Paul said, you know, I want to share that I may share in this suffering. Verse 12, he says, not that I have already obtained this. Not that I've already obtained this. Okay, yeah, yes, Paul is saying I am right before God, but I am not, I'm already perfect. You know, that's what's interesting. Okay, in verse 1, he warned the people about other people. He said, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. And then he says, to write the same thing to you is no trouble to me and safe for you. Look out for the dogs. That's another topic. Pero wag na po natin pag-usapan kung ano ibig sabihin niyan. Pero here, the people that he's referring to here are the people that were saying that they are already right before God. But so interesting, Paul said earlier, okay? Paul said earlier in the verses we read that according to the law, he was perfect. And yet now that he is in Christ, Paul is saying, not that I have already obtained this, or I'm already perfect. Okay, that's what Paul is saying. Paul is saying, I'm not perfect. I am still a work in progress. I am still knowing Christ. That is why, you know, this guy who've seen God in so many amazing ways, wrote so many things about God, yet right here, Paul is saying, you know, I haven't obtained it yet. I'm not perfect. I have not arrived. Diba? Kumbaga, wala pa ako doon. And yet, there are so many people who were attacking Paul and saying, no, we're already perfect. And Paul is saying, I am not perfect. But I press on to make it my own. Okay, I love that. When Paul said, I press on, basically what Paul is saying is that the word press on here is so interesting. We'll talk about that a little bit more, okay? Pero sabi niya dito, I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus had made me his own. Kasi pag binasa mo lang yung unang line, no? Parang to make it my own, parang ginagawa, parang baka mamaya sabihin natin, si Paul talagang yung salvation niya is by on his own. No, he already made that clear. Okay? Salvation, his righteousness is not something he did to himself. Righteousness, his standing before God came from God himself through faith. So what Paul is saying here is that Christ Jesus has made him his own. So basically, this is his you know, conversion experience. When Paul experienced God for the first time, God made him his own. You see, what we need to understand is that salvation is not the end, but a new start. You see, that's what Paul was saying. Salvation is not the end in itself, but a new start. And if you're here today, you're watching, and you have never surrendered your life to Christ, you haven't had a new beginning, a new start. Maybe you're still thinking that you can make yourself right on the things that you do, the righteous things that you do. And yet Paul is saying to you today, these things that you do on your own to make yourself righteous is not going to cut it. They are nothing. They are worthless. What Paul is saying in pursuing Christ and knowing Him and receiving the righteousness from God, that is what will make you right. And if you're here today and you have never surrendered your life to Christ, I am encouraging you today to give your life to Christ. Let Him give you the righteousness that you cannot have. Let Him give you something that you will never lose. You know, that's very interesting because in chapter 2, Paul actually said, similar to this, kasi ayaw ni Paul na misunderstand natin, no? Na yung salvation is our own work. And when you look at chapter 2, verse 12 and 13, I love this verse. Okay, let me just read it to you. Chapter 2, verse 12 and 13. Therefore, Paul said, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now, not only in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation. Ito na naman, huh? So you can work out your own salvation. No, that's, please do not misunderstand Paul. Please do not misunderstand that Paul is not saying that you can save yourself by doing all this stuff here. Okay? That's not what Paul is saying. Read the entire verse. That is why it says, okay? For it is God who works in you. For it is God who will make you right. It is God who will save you. It is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure. Ah, I love that verse. Nakakatuwa, di ba? See, God mismo ang nag-work in our lives. It is God who changes us day by day. He changes us little by little every day, little by little in every way. It is God's working in us. But we just need to cooperate with Him. And Paul is saying, if you want the joy of pursuing Christ, you need to consider the value of knowing Him. You need to discover what you really need. Because many times we pursue things that we don't need. Many times we pursue things that we do not need. And Paul is saying, you need to know what you really need. And when you know that, God will work, who works in you, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. It takes, you know, it gives God pleasure to work in our lives. It is a joy to God to see you change, to see me change, to see you grow, and to see me grow into the likeness of His Son. That's what Paul is saying. That is why the joy of knowing Christ. I hope you're getting excited. That is why, you know, I'd really encourage you to keep reading Philippians. Because the more you read Philippians, the more you will understand and the more you will appreciate God. And the more you will experience the joy of the Lord. Then baka mamaya kumanta ka na. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Huwag na po natin kantahin. Okay, pero alam ko po, alam niyo yan. No? Kung alam po niyo yan, the joy of the Lord is my strength, pakichat nga po. Pastor, alam ko po yan, the joy of the Lord. Eh, pakitype nyo nga po, pakichat nyo nga po yung mga words para naman magkakitaan po tayo kung sino-sino po talaga dito yung mga kaedad ko. Kasi iba po, last two weeks ago po, sinabi ko yung J-O-Y, parang kakaunti lang po yung nakakaalam. Okay, kung alam din po nyo yun, yung J-O-Y, deep down in my heart, pakichat na lang po. Okay, pakichat lang. Pastor, alam ko po yung J-O-Y. I can sing it right here. Or the joy of the Lord is my strength. Can you just say that? Because it really gives joy to God. It gives Him joy to work in and through us. So Paul is saying, joy in pursuing Christ, you need to consider the value of knowing Him. You need to discover, okay? And you need to forget what lies behind. That's the second point. Forget what lies behind. And then what do we need to do? Verse 13, it says here. Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider myself that I have already made it on my own. Again, binabalance ni Paul, no? Balik tayo ulit sa chapter 3. No? Binabalance talaga ni Paul because Paul doesn't want us to misunderstand him. Alam niyo po, ganun po tayo minsan eh. Kailangan po, ganun po kaklaro yung sinasabi natin. Kailangan po paulit-ulitin natin to make sure na pagka may sinasabi po tayo about God, hindi po tayo ma-misunderstood ng tao. And that's what I appreciate about Apostle Paul. He wanted to make sure that he's clear. He's clear that righteousness does not come from us. Righteousness comes from God through faith, through believing in His Son, Jesus Christ. And this is what Paul said, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own. See? He didn't make it on his own. He didn't. And I love this. The implication of this is also interesting because knowing Christ, here's another thing, okay, that I baka po makalimutan ko eh. Gusto ko lang po sabihin sa inyo, knowing Christ and the joy of knowing Christ actually comes when you actually know Christ with other people. Let me just say that again. Okay, the joy of knowing Christ, the joy of pursuing Christ also comes when you do it with your brothers and your sisters. See, knowing Christ is something that you don't do alone. Knowing Christ, also, the joy of knowing Christ also comes from when you have other people helping you, run the race with you, walk with you in this journey. And although here, what Paul is saying, not only making on his own, sabi niya, but one thing I do. One thing. Say one thing. Again, pakichat po. One thing I do. Para po nag-uusap tayo. Chat na lang po. One thing I do. What is that one thing? I already said it earlier. It says, forgetting what lies behind. Forgetting what lies behind. And straining forward to what lies ahead. Sa Tagalog nga, may kasabihan tayo, di ba? Hindi daw makakararating ang isang tao sa kanyang patutunguhan kung hindi marunong lumingon sa kanyang pinanggalingan. Pero Paul is saying the opposite. Paul is saying, forget what lies behind. Strain forward to what lies ahead. Alam po, this is, ano po ito, example ng athlete, no? Parang takbuhan, no? And it's important that when you run, especially in a race, dapat huwag kang titingin sa likod. Kasi pagka tumatakbo ka, nagre-race ka, no? Especially in a, you know, a short race lang. And then pagka tumatakbo ka, gano'n, and then dumingin ka sa likod, pwede ka pang madapa. Para tingnan mo lang kung gano'n nakalayo yung mga, gano'n ka nakalayo sa kalaban mo. You know, what Paul is saying, you need to press on. You need to look forward. Okay, that is why last point today is that not only do we need to count the value of knowing Christ, not only do we need to forget what lies behind, but we also need to press on towards the goal. Press on towards the goal. Like what I said earlier, no? Yung word na press on po dito. Ang ibig po sabihin is to move quickly and energetically. Okay? To move quickly and energetically, hindi yung ganyan. With energy, you move quickly with energetically towards something. Or maybe another word po yan, ibig po sabihin ng to press on is to hasten, to run, to press forward, to press on. Okay? So what Paul is saying, okay, when he say press on, he meant to move quickly and energetically towards something. What is that something? What are you pursuing? Another way of saying this verse is this. Okay, sabi niya kasi towards the upward call of God. What are you pursuing? What Paul is saying, so I run straight towards the goal in order to win the prize. That's what Paul is saying to us. Okay, we need to, as we wrap this up, if we want to find joy in pursuing Christ, we need to consider the value of knowing Him. We need to forget what lies behind. We need to press on towards the goal. And that's what Paul is really saying here. Paul, in a sense, Paul's joy comes. Paul's joy comes from knowing Christ and the power of his resurrection. How did he do that? Because Paul forgot the past and pursued the prize of his calling. And as we end today, and I would just like us to really focus on pressing on. And let's press on. No matter what we are going through today, no matter how difficult life is, no matter how difficult this quarantine is, no matter how difficult relationship is, no matter, you know, whatever you are facing today, whatever circumstance you are in today, whether you're in good times or in bad times, let us continue to pursue Christ. Let's press on. Remember that our righteousness did not come from our own works. And it's through faith, believing in the work of Jesus Christ. So as we end today, let me just ask you, you know, to do three things this week. Paul, first thing he did was he discerned what was hindering him from knowing God. So the first thing I wanted you to ask the Lord this week is, Lord, help me discern what are these things that are hindering me from knowing you. Is it a habit? Lord, is it something? Is it Netflix? Or is it social media? Is it people? Is it a habit? Is it something? What is it? You ask the Lord, Lord, what is hindering me from knowing you? Why is it I've already been a Christian for so long, I still don't know you so well? What is hindering me, Lord? Help me find out so that I can have the joy of pursuing you this week and for the rest of my life. Number two, okay, I want you to discover what you really need. Because maybe you are pursuing something that you don't really need. Lastly, like Paul, he was determined to get the prize. That's why he said, I forget what lies behind, and I'm straining towards the upward call of God. Lastly, be determined how to get it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And the joy of pursuing Him will happen when we forget what lies behind, the things that we try to do on our own, and to press on towards knowing Christ and the power of His resurrection. And as we end today, I want to pray for some of us today. And I just want to pray that the Lord will create that hunger and thirst in your heart to get to know Him. That I pray that the Lord will show you what is hindering you from knowing Him. Can we just quiet our hearts right now? Yes, anywhere, you know, wherever you are right now, why don't you just put your pens down, put your Bibles down, put your cell phone down, and just ask the Holy Spirit right now to reveal to you those hindrances. Holy Spirit, right now, we ask that you minister to us. Holy Spirit of God, show us things that are hindering us from knowing our Lord. Things that maybe we thought is something that we really need, that if we have this thing, then everything will be okay. Lord, I pray that you would help us understand that nothing is worth pursuing in comparison to pursuing you. Right now, Holy Spirit of God, speak to us. Show us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And if God is speaking to you about an issue or a habit, or God is showing you something, please respond to Him right now. Write them down or put it on your phone, okay? But make sure that you come before the Lord and then ask God to help you to walk this out, because there's joy in pursuing Christ. Another group of people I want to pray for today is maybe you've never really experienced joy because you have never surrendered your life to Christ, like what I said earlier today. Because you feel and you think that you can actually make yourself right by doing all this stuff. But Paul said, you cannot make it on your own. You have to put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and in His finished work on the cross. Then you will be made right with God. Then you will experience the joy of knowing Him. If that is you today, would you just pray this simple prayer with me? And say, Lord Jesus, today I open my heart and receive You as my Lord and my Savior. Thank You for forgiving me. Thank You for showing me that all the things that I do on my own to make myself right before You is not enough. It will never be enough. But Lord, thank You that You paid the penalty of my sin on the cross. And that is enough. And Lord, as I place my faith in You, thank You for forgiveness, for forgiving me, and for the joy that comes from You. And Lord, from now on, I pray, help me to live according to Your ways. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. If you pray that prayer, please lang po, chat niyo na lang po ulit. Okay? Sabihin niyo lang po, I prayed that simple prayer. Can someone please help me know Christ more? The Lord bless you, everyone. Thank you for joining us today. Let me just pray a prayer of blessing for all of us as we leave this place. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace now and forevermore. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. See you again next time.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.